sign of more price hikes to come. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Another report shows a continued surge of inflation at the wholesale level, which could be passed on to us consumers. Fox's Lillian Wu has details live here in New York.
Dave, the May Producer Price Index hitting near an all-time high. Inflation before it reaches shoppers soaring 10.8% from the year before, while prices grew 0.8% from April to May. The news comes as the Fed begins a two-day meeting today with an expected 0.75% interest rate hike expected tomorrow.
Lillian, there is some inflation a lot of us welcome on Wall Street, a rebound.
Dave, this inflation, though, is just a fraction of a percent. The Dow is up about 60 points, NASDAQ adding 5, and the S&P 500, which tumbled into bear market territory yesterday, is up about 8. Under pressure this morning, crypto, along with it Coinbase, which is slashing 18% of its full-time jobs, energy companies, though, are gaining, Dave.
Well, in an hour, we'll hear from President Biden on the economy from Philadelphia next month. He'll go to the Middle East visiting Israel and the West Bank, and then Saudi Arabia.
An administration official says President Biden plans to meet with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who U.S. intelligence officials believe likely ordered the killing of a U.S.-based Saudi journalist in 2018. As a candidate, President Biden called Saudi Arabia a pariah state over its human rights.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. The president is expected to talk to Gulf leaders about oil as the price of gas hit another record high today. The House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has postponed a hearing tomorrow, but will hold the one scheduled Thursday. This says some committee members balk at the Democratic chairman's statement, upset he said the panel will not make a criminal referral to the Justice Department for former President Trump or anyone. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, on Wall Street, a rebound from the huge sell-offs that dragged the Dow down more than 1,700 points in 2 days. The Dow's now up 160 points. The NASDAQ is gaining 94. The S&P 500 is also higher this morning. The price of oil is surging. It's up more than $2. It's over 123 bucks a barrel. Gas has inched up. We already mentioned it's a record high. 18 days in a row now. AAA has regular further above 501 per gallon. Diesel also at a record today over 577. Now, this is a tough day to live without air conditioning in much of the country, especially in like Minneapolis, where it could hit 98 degrees. There are excessive heat warnings and advisories, and in many areas,
that's over 102 million people affected, which is about 30-31% of the United States population.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley, it'll be 100 or more degrees from Phoenix to St. Louis over to Charlotte and the Carolinas. Rain is the problem out in the Northwest, especially at Yellowstone National Park.
The National Park Service has been posting videos taken from helicopters of washed-out roads, stretches of which have just disappeared down hillsides. Officials say the park is experiencing record flooding, and they're trying to deal with rock slides and mudslides due to unprecedented rainfall. They've taken the rare move to shut down all five entrances to Yellowstone National Park just as tourist season was supposed to start, and it looks like they'll stay closed at least through Wednesday. Jill Nato, Fox News.
In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors now one win away from another championship after beating the Boston Celtics 104-94 in Game 5 of the Finals. Game 6 will be back in Boston Thursday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.